Yo, what's good, people?
Yo, they say right back ain't cheating.
Right back.
You know, they say right back ain't cheating. I don't know who said it.
Me neither.
Don't matter.
I wish I knew who said it.
We gonna find out.
Yeah, we gonna find out.
Now. Yeah.
That's what we gonna do. We gonna find out. You know. Welcome to part three. This is crazy, because you know what? I've never had a part three ever in none of the sit down.
Wow.
But hold on. I'm about to raise my glass because I'm in season seven. That's what the hell I'm talking about. Season seven.
Toast to
you
that.
Know what I'm saying? Season
yes.
Seven. So, I'm not knocking nobody if you're still in season two or three or four, whatever one.
Catch up.
I'm not. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what you need to do. I'm not mad about none of that. But this damn drink is fantabulous.
Fantabulous.
See, that's a word, Natalie.
It is.
You know what I'm saying?
I said it first.
Yeah, yeah.
Casey's
that's
pretty
that's
a
new chef
one. That's
and
a new
her
one.
Signature.
That's a new one. So,
sherbet margarita.
Here's what we're going to do.
Fire.
Here's what we're going to do. You came here today, and this is what you told me. This is what you told me. I hope you're thirsty.
I did. I did.
I'm like,
hey, listen.
From
I'm gonna just say
from.
And she wasn't blind.
No. She told. Blame. Listen. No, this is what
because
she told.
We've been.
No, this is what she told me before. Now listen.
Because when I showed up,
the first segment, she was like, "Earl, you like tequila?" I'm like, "Yeah, I can go light and dark." She's like, "Oh no." Oh no, dark is what I'm going to do. I'm about to make these, what we drinking?
Rainbow sherbet margaritas.
Like, oh, yeah, we about to drink this rainbow sherbet. So I took the ingredient down
mm-hmm.
while we was on, listen, while we were doing the podcast, I pulled out my other phone and I started typing in. Natalie was like, no, he's really typing this stuff in. What did I do when I came home?
Yeah, he really did tell me. He was like, we need to...
I need you to get to the microphone.
Natalie has a rainbow sherbet margarita. And
yeah.
I was like...
And what did I say that I didn't... That what did I say that might be the only hiccup that I didn't want was what? The ice cream.
You did say that.
Sherbet.
Sherbet is not ice cream.
Okay.
Did we talk about that thing?
And it's sorbet.
Love sorbet. Sorbet is life.
Sorbet
is life. Which you can make.
This drink, true that.
I'm just
mm-hmm.
saying.
Mm-hmm.
So.
This drink is fire.
Here's what I want to do, first off.
And I think this is four.
I don't even know.
Four or five.
I don't even know these people be okay. I don't even know these.
I got a show on live. What we doing?
I don't even know. I don't even know these people.
Right.
Enjoy the dark side. Alkaline. pH 8.0 water beverage. I just drunk the whole damn bottle.
Yay!
I drunk the whole bottle.
Let me see that bottle so I can show them on live what we got.
I drunk the whole bottle. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Rocky Mountain spring water.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I remember when I was younger, they used to have a damn commercial about spring, Rocky Mountain spring water. You know, so that just tells how old I am. All right, but...
I know nothing about this commercial.
Rocky Mountain spring water. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So we have talked about.
Yeah.
We have talked about the importance of hydration.
Yeah.
Drinking water.
Yeah.
We have talked about if you have a problem drinking water.
Yeah.
If you're addicted to soda. We
but
talked
no,
about
we
some
really
alternatives.
We really need to get into that. The
we
people
have,
who
we
have
talked
the problem
about
with drinking water.
We have talked about the kinds of water that are good for you that have the alkaline in them that you need.
Yes.
We have talked about, we've talked about it for two episodes. We've talked about all of that.
Yes.
Right? So now.
Yes.
We're here. We have the pretty chef of Casey.
Yes.
Yay.
In the building.
Yes.
Again.
Yes.
Still rocking with us all day. She's been rocking with us and we.
Absolutely.
All day. All day.
I got you. Yeah. Thank you.
All day.
And I'm going to just tell you.
Yeah.
That at the Sit Down podcast, at Exquisite Connoisseur Magazine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We fuck with the pretty chef.
Okay.
Hey now.
Did you discuss?
She did. Come on.
Did you? On the sit down.
Huh? I did.
Did you say that?
Listen.
Say it again.
We fuck with the pretty chef. Okay. So.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
She is.
Yeah.
She's full of information.
Yes.
She's full of information.
Yes.
We live in a community that cannot break bad habits because we always feel like we have to give up something.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Natalie, the pretty chef, she's coming through with information that's telling us things that we can do that still tastes good.
Yes.
Things that we can do this. We still feel like we're drinking soda. We still feel like we're eating beef. We still feel like she is coming through with the information.
Absolutely.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So what do you want to do?
What you want to do, honey?
This is what we need her.
I feel like my boy DJ Ivy and his wife. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I just feel like that. You know,
they
what I'm
having a moment, y'all.
You know, damn. You know, I mean, you know, I just feel like, you know what I'm saying? Damn, you know what I'm saying? They do their podcast in their bedroom, you know?
I'll come there too.
and here is where we talk about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We talk about.
Yes.
The pretty chef. Absolutely. And she will come into your home.
Absolutely.
She will come into your home.
Absolutely.
Fully aware of COVID-19.
Yes.
And the things that she needs to do.
Speak on that, babe.
To make sure that everybody is safe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she will provide you with
a kinky night.
She will come to you.
This girl is so good.
Because
you know what I'm saying.
Because you know you and I, we don't club. It's a whole lot of mess that we don't do.
Absolutely.
There's a whole lot of things that we don't do.
Not.
But we go out to eat continually.
We ain't doing no clubs. No club. Hold on.
I mean,
no clubs.
But eating.
Yeah, that's where I'm at now.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We have somebody here that can not only offer you some wonderful information about being more healthy.
Absolutely.
She can come into your home during this pandemic.
Absolutely.
During the pandemic and help you
have
this kinky night that you would normally have outside of your home.
Yes.
You would normally go out to dinner, spend, you know, whatever you spend, do whatever, and come home. So what I want you to do.
Okay.
That's what we do.
Miss Pretty Chef.
Yes, ma'am.
Miss Natalie, what I want you to do, tell us about kinky night. Tell us how you can come into our home. Tell us what you do, girl. Tell us.
All right,
that's what I'm talking about.
Y'all can let your girl, the Pretty Chef of KC, okay? Come in and serve you up, all right? Let me serve you up.
All right?
But I will serve you up with a couple of things. I want to answer this first question. This question says, can you drink too much water? Yes, you can, okay?
Really?
Yes.
Yes.
That is a true thing. Yes,
toxicity.
You can. Toxicity. And then you don't want that bloated feeling in your tummy. You know, y'all know that feeling when you feel like you can hear water or whatever moving around in your stomach.
That's what that is?
Yeah, man. But you ain't had that, girl. You don't drink that
water. You ain't never had
that. How y'all know? See, y'all judging me now. See what I'm saying?
That's just my opinion. That's my opinion.
Girl, okay. Right. You called it. Tell us.
You should only have at least no more than 64 ounces of water per day, okay? Now, you can drink up to half of your body weight, all right?
All right.
But you should not exceed 120 ounces. That's too much, all right? So don't do that. Don't do
what if people who love water?
You can love water, but
overconsume.
120, too much.
Or consume more than 120 ounces.
You ain't gonna do it. Let these people talk.
You know, just don't do that, all right? Don't do that. However, like Miss Kim said, during this pandemic of COVID-19, you know, the perfect season, that is me.
Absolutely.
Hashtag Pretty Chef of KC.
Yes,
okay.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes.
Perfect season, baby.
www.theperfectseasonofkc.com.
Yes.
Hey, hey.
Yes.
We have been on shutdown since March 16th.
Man.
Yeah.
We respect COVID-19
yes.
to the point to where
yes.
we are not going to come into your home or come into your establishment, you know, for our sake, for your sake. We just want to be safe.
Yes.
But we're back. And we're back with a vengeance.
Absolutely.
We want to be able to serve you in a capacity to where you're not able to get certain things outside of COVID-19.
Yes.
Such as going into a restaurant. You don't want to go there. You're not ready for that yet. Because
right.
if you go there, you got other people who may not be wearing their PPEs.
Talk to me.
Who may not be taking their temperature.
Talk
you know,
to me.
Or doing things that are keeping them safe. However, we are here to assure you with 100% of safety. We have good insurance, okay?
All right. There we
okay?
go.
Okay? So we're going to come in gloved up, masked up. You know, all
yeah.
of that. But we're going to serve you up as well. We're going to be your chef for 2.5 hours.
Oh,
we're going to
nice.
Provide a masseuse for you. Your kinky toys.
Oh, my
okay.
God.
Whether it's games, toys, and or both. We're
going
to provide, yeah, games.
Oh, Jesus.
You got to have fun now.
Hide and go seek.
hide and go get it is what you're going to get.
Go.
Yes, ma'am. You better go get it.
You better walk that mic.
But, you know, we're going to make sure that everything is fun and safe and healthy and that it's good to you. So we're going to be good to you, good for you, and make sure that you enjoy all of that. So hit your girl up at 913-207-8737. Thank you.
Yes,
so,
the pretty chef of KC. Yes.
I ain't done.
Okay.
We talking about this kinky night. I ain't done.
All right. What you got for me, mister?
I'm just saying.
LB.
You know, we playing hide and go get it and all that. You know what I'm saying? That just shows how old y'all, both of y'all. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't
so,
got to hide to get it, though.
What I'm talking about.
Say
yeah.
that.
I got a whole ring on.
I ain't got to be old.
Here's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Here's what I'm talking about.
I ain't got to be old. So, hold on a minute. Oh,
yeah.
You want to talk? You want to talk?
Absolutely.
Put your wallet on the desk.
I'm talking about this kinky night.
She want her soda string.
Put your wallet on the desk.
My wallet is great. Shit. You sitting right there, ain't you? My wallet, great.
There you go. Wow, girl. Come on. Yes. Come on. Yes.
Okay, girl. Don't be in the building.
Yes.
Say it then.
At the
end of the day, I ain't
got to
do all
that.
Much
respect.
Give me some,
baby.
Give me some.
Hey, they high fiving, okay?
Nothing.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about, listen, I'm selling this shit to my homeboys.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm selling it. I need to know, you know what I'm saying? Because, hey,
you can't take her out. You know what I mean? If you can't take her out.
That's
if you can't take him out. Ladies, Father's Day. Father's
That's
Day is coming
saying.
Up.
That's for real.
So,
see,
I mean, you
we
can't
need to
take
promote
him out.
This, Natalie. This is Father's Day coming
yes.
up. And first of all, Natalie, I'm going to put it to you like this. This
okay.
is what I'm saying. Christmas, women. Mother's Day,
okay.
women.
Uh-huh.
Father's Day, this is shit they do to us. Christmas. Oh. Get your girl this sparkling diamonds. Get this, you know what I'm saying? Buy your wife this fantastic washer and dryer. Guess what they do for us? Get your dad some tools. You know what I'm saying?
You stop it. Because you don't miss a beat on Father's Day. You stop it.
I'm not talking about me.
Now, what we're not going to do is make this personal. What we're going to do is we're going to say,
yeah,
ladies, you're not able to do what
dude.
We normally do for
yes.
these fellas for Father's Day.
Because it's COVID.
We do because of COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we
Real
do.
Talk.
And you know
Real
what
talk.
I mean? You know, I'm a healthcare worker. I'm masked up, gloved down every day. And
yes.
I'm saying,
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
You,
yeah.
Yes. You've
mm-hmm.
got to be, you have to be serious about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we're not
yeah.
able to do. We have fellas, you know what I mean? We have fellas that are worth it. And we yeah. want to do things
yes.
for them that we're not able
Shout
to do.
Shout out to our good daddies, okay?
The fellas is worth it, baby.
Yes.
You know what I'm
mean?
Saying? We have them.
Shout
out
to
here.
The fellas.
You know what I mean? And so we have
I got two against one. Shout out to the fellas one more time. Hey, we worth it, baby. We worth it. And we ain't worth no goddamn screwdrivers. Buy something more than screw some drills and some tools. So,
no, I'm saying show some appreciation.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Enjoy your evening. You know, make it a time that you can enjoy. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. We talking about this kinky night.
That's right.
Let me ask you this. Does ropes and tape come with this?
I'm going to tell you what kind of kinky night, okay?
So
I'm going to tell you. Because kinky night started from this ring.
That's everything. She said kinky night came from this ring.
But truthfully,
listen.
Kinky night came from the sit down. Yeah.
I wish y'all could be here.
I'm trying to tell you.
Dump my drink. Oh, no. Oh, okay, goodness. So kinky night comes from being able to serve all of everybody, okay? From men, women, whoever. We are here to make sure that everybody is covered, from being able to be happy in the bedroom, in the dining room, in the bathroom, you know.
She got you covered.
Wherever. I got you covered, okay?
Hold on. Name the three rooms again, just because I didn't hear the garage.
Well, you know,
so no tools.
If you like your back seat, okay.
Oh.
Wherever you want your gadgets, your gadgets, we got you. But the kinky night is to make sure that marriages, relationships stay on fire. You should never, ever stop courting, okay? I didn't say dating. I said courting.
What? That's a professional game.
Thank you. You should never, ever stop courting. So you always need to make sure doors are open, okay?
Absolutely.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't stop doing the stuff that you did in the beginning.
Absolutely.
So ladies, if you was keeping yourself shaving and ish.
Uh-oh.
Keep yourself shaving and ish, you know.
Handle your business, girls.
Thank you, Miss Kim. Yes.
Especially, heaven must be here. Telling you. You gotta get it.
Or if you were man. Okay. Yeah. If you were opening doors and all of that, make sure you keep doing that. If you were buying roses and or flowers once a month or every other week, don't stop. Don't stop just because you got it. You got to keep that stuff going.
My wife is.
However, the perfect season, # Pretty Chef KC, perfect kinky night. We are here to make sure that we can come in and relive some of those things that you guys haven't had in a while. So we'll set it up. All right. All you got to do is pay a one-time fee. One time.
How much is that?
One time. It depends on what you want for your food. Okay.
It's going to depend on the order.
I can't just give you a bottom line because somebody may want me there for an hour and a half. Somebody may want me there for 2 hours. Somebody may want half the, you know, half of the night. I can do all of that.
Okay, well, I gotta know. I'm nosy as hell.
So the basic.
Just know that she's on it. Yeah. Like, she knows what you need to bring your night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She knows what you need to make your night, what you want to make it. And she's there for you.
Yeah.
She's in the building. She's coming through. What I mean? And she's doing it. She got you.
Absolutely.
So the basic package starts at $175.99.
See, that's what I'm
saying. There you go. Okay.
Are you kidding me?
So less than $200.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we make this retroactive? Because how much money did I spend last Father's Day?
Mm-hmm.
I should have told you. Girl, when was your wedding last year?
I'm here. I am here.
That's off.
Yes. Yes.
And shout out to my kids. They make it. I'm talking about. You know what? Never one of my kids never bought me no damn screwdriver, so I really appreciate that.
Yes.
I'm serious.
Of course they ain't bought you one. I'm not going to tell them sitting down why they don't buy you screwdrivers.
Hey, I'm not a handyman. Never.
That's okay. That's okay. But you handy with your hands.
I got you. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
So Natalie,
and this is the way. that we get to the money I spent on Father's Day. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
I'm just keeping it real. Father's Day in my career, I'm just being real. I ain't gonna lie.
Okay.
I'm gonna just take you back 2 years ago. My kids, they came through on a major level.
Okay.
This shit was major. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about every year. It's just been like that, right? So mm-hmm. I can't take nothing away. You know, I mean, I just be poking jokes and messing with people.
Right, but this is this year.
Yeah, and you know, it's for fathers. You this know, this is new. COVID. Yeah,
like this is something and different. Like we're not got able to.
We
to
got
do.
To promote you. We Thank got you. To get Thank this you. Out. You know what I'm saying? So you know what I'm saying? You said 175 for how long was that?
So 175.99.
Yeah.
Okay. That does not include tax or tips.
You threw 99 on
the 99 is on the end.
Damn, you with the government, ain't you?
I am. I'm a whole 8.75%. Yes.
He threw that 175.99.
Pretty Chef is with the shit. But listen,
yeah.
She's worth it.
Yeah, I don't know. She's no, worth no, no, no.
it. Listen, you and I right now, yeah. and you know how we do. We like to eat out. Yeah. We like to, you know. We can go right now.
Yeah.
We can go to, let's just say, okay, so we're going to say Kinky Night. We're okay. going to do all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to incorporate everything.
Yeah.
We can go say, what's a popular restaurant around here?
That we go to?
I mean, any restaurant around
J.
here.
J. Alexander.
J. Alexander.
That's $175 right there.
Well, yes, it is.
Okay. Okay.
For real.
Feel me. So we yeah. can go to...
With
we
drinks.
Can go, wait a minute. We can go to J. Alexander's and mm-hmm. spend, you know what I'm saying, 150 plus.
Yeah.
And then, you know, if you haven't, quote, unquote, kinky night, you know yeah. what I'm saying? I whatever you do in your house, I know what we do in our house.
I do.
You know, I'm yeah. just saying, you might go to Cirilla's, you might go to whatever, yeah. because you're talking yeah. about kinky night.
Somebody
you know
might
saying?
Be scared of Cirilla's. I ain't.
You shut the fuck up. You might be... I'm just saying. Look at the money that you would spend, but you're not even able to do that because of COVID.
Because right.
I'm
COVID.
Saying now you have,
my girl,
the pretty chef.
I'm just yeah. saying because she comes through. When I tell y'all, this girl can cook. I'm just saying. Listen, real talk. If you know me, you know. If yeah. you can see me, you can tell.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Either way, if you can cook, I'll tell you. Listen. Because I cook. And I Absolutely. Can cook.
There you
so
go.
I can tell you.
Mm-hmm.
You know yeah. what I'm saying? If it's some bullshit, I ain't got no...
Yeah.
You know, I ain't got yeah. no problem.
Boy, you see, you know, the one thing girl, about the sitcom, you can say whatever you want to say. Cussing is over.
Cussing is good. Damn got she fucked them goddamn cook.
Yes.
Right. All the shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But she got you. You know, because yes. my point is,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying? You and I, if we just going on a, you know, quote unquote, kinky night, you know, and we going out and
yeah.
doing whatever, we're going to spend $250, $300. We're going to spend that off the top.
Easily. Yeah.
You know, with no problem.
Yeah, kinky.
You know what I'm saying? And then in the morning, I'm going to wake up saying, honey, you know I need. You see what I'm saying?
It's crazy.
Right. I'm just saying, because it's all, you know, I'm yeah. just saying. But so, I'm just saying, if she can come into your home mm-hmm. without you having to go out and keep everything safe.
Absolutely.
No mm-hmm. problem. You know what I mean?
You need to do it.
Respecting COVID.
You need to do it right
respecting
now.
Respecting COVID.
You need to hit her phone up. For real. Y'all need to
yes.
order that.
Yes.
913-207-8737. You need to order that.
Or hit me up at www.theperfectseasonofkc.com.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you what you need to add to
the
that.
The perfect
you
season. Got your father's baby.
You need to add some ropes.
Don't be surprised when we offer.
Look. Yeah, you need to add some ropes.
I need you.
Yeah.
You to let the perfect season handle their business.
Oh, yes. I'm going to let them handle
okay. You mm-hmm. let them handle their business.
You know what I'm saying? I got business.
You want some whole other shit over here.
I got some business.
No, but for I'm so serious though.
No,
you
no,
know
we're
what I mean?
Playing around, but we're serious. No,
yeah,
this,
COVID-19
yes.
is real.
It's real.
It is.
Being and able to continue to have your life and show appreciation for the people you love
mm-hmm.
in your home
is what I want to do.
You know what I'm saying?
Me and Natalie, we opened up. We opened up with George Floyd, we opened up with COVID-19. Now, I really want you.
I'm glad I missed that part.
No, listen.
Girl.
No, listen.
I'm glad I missed that part.
No, listen. I need you to do something for me.
Okay.
That's for real. Natalie, you know, we talked about this. We talked about COVID. Mm-hmm. I need you. I need, you know, I need you to do this.
COVID is affecting us. COVID is real.
You're in the healthcare industry.
I am.
I need you. That's what I'm saying. I know this off subject because we've been here. We've been kicking it and everything. I need you to really tell the people how real this shit is.
No, people know how real this shit is because the numbers are available everywhere you go. The numbers are available. You can go anywhere on the internet. You can watch the news. The numbers are available. This shit opening up, the cities, you know what I mean? The counties, the states opening up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let them motherfuckers open up if that's what they want to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if you are not protected, because here's the thing. If everybody is not the same amount of protected,
yeah,
like we can have that all our
key.
We can have all our PPE. Uh-huh. We can do everything that we can possibly do to protect ourselves.
Yeah.
And you can come through and not give a damn about COVID and be coughing all over everybody. Yeah. And what we doing don't mean shit.
Yeah.
So if everybody is not the same,
I need you to address that. For
if everybody is not the same amount of committed to.
Mm-hmm.
Preventing the spread of COVID.
Yes.
Then it doesn't matter.
Right. Yeah.
Because one person can come through and fuck up what everybody else does.
Nah,
okay. The way that you prevent that.
Yeah.
The way that you prevent that
is
you handle your business in your home.
That's right.
You have somebody come to your home. Because you don't know what you're running into.
Absolutely.
When you're running out into these restaurants.
Absolutely.
You don't know because some people have masks, some people don't. It's not the law.
See, we just talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you're here.
And it's real.
Yes.
It's real. You know, and I don't, you know, so personally, I'm not afraid of catching COVID. But I'm not going out into the public without a mask. I'm not afraid of catching COVID because I'm a healthcare professional. So
essential worker.
So that being the case, if I have to deal with COVID, then so be it. You know, that's part of my job.
Yeah.
But I don't want to make other people feel uncomfortable. Therefore, when I go out into the public, I put on a mask. I do what I need to do to make sure that people are safe.
You say something that's valuable. You do this so that other people don't feel uncomfortable.
Absolutely.
So, here's my question. See, I already asked Natalie, so I got to ask you. What have you seen since this reopening has happened? I mean, people have totally taken it for granted. First of all, me and you read avidly every day. What have you seen that the people done?
They're so anxious to get back out in it. They're so anxious to get back to the things that they were doing prior to COVID.
Yeah.
That they don't give a damn. They just want to be out there.
Thank you, God.
First of all.
And that's what, that's again,
you put me up.
That's again where I'm saying. Be safe.
You put me up.
Bring it into your home.
You put me up on that. The beach is open. You put me up on
that. Oh, my God.
You put me up on, I'm talking about before I seen this stuff in the Ozarks. You put me up on game about the beaches.
Who's going to the beach? I'm not going to the beach. I'm not going to the beach.
Me neither.
I'm not going to the beach. I'm not going to the beach as a healthcare professional who pays attention to cases rising, you know, where the trends, the as a person that pays attention to that, I bet you won't catch me on the beach.
But see, you deal with the families.
I deal with the family.
Now, I'm just saying, hey, this
I deal with a grandson who has a disease who is required to take immunosuppressant drugs. So he has no immune system.
Oh my God!
I tell him every time I talk to him.
Yeah.
Stay in that bedroom. Don't bring your ass out that bedroom.
Yeah.
If you need something in there.
Yeah.
Let me give you my card number. I got you.
That's real.
Don't come out.
Yes, that's real.
Don't come out.
That's real.
He said he wants to come and spend the summer with us. That's fine.
Absolutely.
You gonna keep your ass in the.
Absolutely.
You know.
So.
That's all the more reason that if you want to have fun, if you want to enjoy your Father's Day, that you get somebody to come into your home that can make this a special night for you.
That's how important it is.
That's how important it is. That's how important it is. COVID-19 is no joke. And just because, listen, because Donald Trump said it's okay to open up, of course he said that. Donald Trump doesn't want us to be in a recession. He wants the economy to be booming so that he can be reelected. He's not going to be reelected in a recession.
Absolutely.
So he wants you to be out here spending your money.
Absolutely.
But if you give a damn about your health and your family's health, then you're going to pay attention to the virus and the movements that it's making and the increase in cases since the opening up. And you're going to pay attention to things like that, and you're going to stay at home.
Well, let me ask you this. How many people have you actually had the opportunity to talk to since this thing has opened? I'm just saying, in the healthcare industry, you deal with families.
I do.
How many people have you actually had the chance to talk to? Because my heart goes out to the elderly. They can't see their families. They can't do nothing.
We've had that discussion before. People that are in nursing homes are no different than people in prisons.
Yeah.
No, there's no visits.
Yeah.
You know, they're cut off from people who are outside moving freely because they can't take a chance on contracting the virus.
Right.
We are, where I work right now, we're on what's called red alert, and that's because, and it's so crazy. If you listen to the whole situation to why we're on red alert, it didn't have anything to do with us directly, but indirectly, the virus could have touched us. And we have got to protect people directly, indirectly, however.
So why is it so... I mean, these people has been cut off. I want you to really touch these people.
Listen, when you go out into the world every day, when you go into the world every day, I don't know who you've come into contact
with. That's
right. I have no idea who you've come into contact with.
That's right.
We have so many people who are affected with the coronavirus that have no idea.
That they even a carrier.
They have no idea. So, by you being susceptible, being out here in the world, doing what you do, talking to people, you come home to me, then I'm susceptible. I'm exposed to everybody that you've been exposed to all day.
Yes.
I don't know what you do.
Yes.
You know, I don't know who you've talked to.
Yes.
So how can I protect myself from that?
That is important.
So the way that people are protected is by no contact. You can't come here. Yeah. You can't come here. Because I don't know who you've been in contact with, you can't come here.
Yes.
Period.
Yes. I agree with that.
And I'm not gonna tell a lie, you know. Shout out to my place of employment. Because we have had some direct contact, we've had some active cases.
Yes.
You know, we have had that. But we have protected people from that, and that's how you do it. You cut them off.
Absolutely.
You know, and that being the case, now we get to, you know, what we were talking about before, which is Natalie, you know, Pretty Chef KC.
So,
you know, she's able to come into your home perfectly safe and provide you with a happy Father's Day. It is.
I think it's the way
because
to go.
You know how you and I do, you know, you know, not to put everybody in our business, but you know what we do. You know, but we do the basic shit. We go out to dinner, you know what I'm saying? We exchange gifts and we go home.
Absolutely.
You know, time flips because that's what you do.
Absolutely.
To show somebody that you appreciate them on Father's Day. You know, on Father's Day I do a couple of flips and then a backflip because, you know, normally I don't do backflips.
Hello.
I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah.
This is important.
Shout out to the back.
Boy, bye.
The backflip
is what got that mic in front of you right now.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, it's really important. And because we have suffered in this area. This quarantine, man, is killing us. We're not able to get out and do the things that, you know. Every day I'm online trying to figure out, damn, what am I going to do for this man for Father's Day to show that I appreciate him because I'm not able to do what I would normally do. You know. Anyway.
Swan dive is cool.
anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But yeah, Natalie is providing us with the opportunity.
Yes, she is.
To, you know, she's going to come into your home. She's going to be safe. She's going to wear a mask.
And gloves.
And gloves. She's going to respect social distancing.
And bring somebody with her that's doing the same thing.
But only one person.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
So with only one person with her, that means that she's still respecting social distancing.
Yes.
And she's going to provide you what she said, if she needs to provide lingerie, if she needs to provide toys, whatever she needs to do.
The pretty chef is providing it all.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. You
she's
know,
providing it all.
She's doing so much for you that you're not able to get out and do for yourself safely. And she's coming in with only one person, social distancing respected. You know what I mean? Whatever you want to do.
You know what she said.
For your father's
day. You know what she said? That was just that. Caught my attention. I just said, she said.
Oh, what would you say?
She did. She said she's going to bring a masseuse.
What?
Yeah.
Well, if massages.
Earl B. Yeah. If you want a masseuse for Father's Day, you need to fuck with the pretty chef.
But what about the backflip? You know what I'm saying? So the back.
What was that?
Yo, Natalie, this is what I need you to do. This is what I need you to do.
Yes,
I need
sir.
You tell everybody how you get down and how you moving it for real.
All right. So of course you all can reach your girl, the Pretty Chef of KC, at www.theperfectseasonofkc.com or at 913-207-8737, and let us provide the perfect taste for your perfect season. We are here to serve you up in any occasion or holiday, whether it's Father's Day, Mother's Day, Valentine's, Christmas, whatever, we can provide the perfect kinky night or just the Pretty Chef of KC. Whatever you want, we are here to serve you up and to make sure that you and everyone else with you is happy. We're here for y'all. Yes. So let me tell y'all what I've been doing, okay? For Mr. Earl B today and his lovely lady Kim on the sit down. So the Pretty Chef of KC has not only proven that drinking water is not only good for you, it tastes good, okay? So we have had black water today, which is full of 8.0 pH balance alkaline water, and or your Rocky Springs mountain water from any of your local stores like Natural Grocers or Trader Joe's. It has to be a whole food market, but it has 8.58% alkaline. Your alkaline water make sure that you have the right pH balance to remove all toxins from your body. So you want to make sure that you're drinking water that does that as well as has the electrolytes and minerals for you, okay? So we definitely encourage and promote alkaline water. So black water and Rocky Mountain spring water, okay? Those are the two that we promote. Then you have the Pretty Chef of KC here, your girl, all right? We have me here making sure that you all are able to, I'm sorry, my fiance just reached out to me on live, so I gotta make sure that she's here. Hey, baby. So, the Pretty Chef of KC here is also to provide your perfect kinky nights, okay? So, I can provide services to come in to be your chef for however long you need, okay? Our basic package, which is for 1 hour, starts at $175, $175.99 per night. That includes my chef services for an hour, a masseuse, and also some beverages and yummy toys, anything, you know, that you and your loved one may like.
Absolutely. So I'm here.
I am here to provide that for you. And we go above and beyond that as well. So, yeah.
The kinky.
Perfect kinky.
Night.
Hey, baby. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, Natalie. No, I'm just saying. For his business.
Yes, business.
For his business. Shit, you killing the game, Natalie.
Thank you.
I'm just saying, you know, you couldn't have came. I'm just saying, kinky night, you know what I'm saying? You know, do you got bingo night?
Yes, we do. We have a bingo game.
You got everything, Natalie. You got everything from healthy eating.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Kinky night, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's for real. You have marketed this thing. And I mean, you know, really for real, we need to let people know. COVID-19 is for real.
That's my lady right there. She said, kinky nights are amazing.
Tell Ashley what's happening. And she got to come to the sit down.
Baby, they want you at the sit down.
Ashley, we need you in the building.
Absolutely.
Ashley, we need you here.
Ashley got to be in the building. You know what I'm saying? So, Natalie, you know what I'm saying? I'm just keeping it real. You know what I'm saying? Let's just, you know,
Kinky nights is real.
Yeah.
Kinky nights for Father's Day.
Yeah. So Natalie.
Being safe.
Natalie, right now.
No COVID anywhere.
So this is what I will say, okay? Yes.
How important this is.
How important this is. So for the first five people that contact the Pretty Chef of KC at 913-207-8737 or at www.theperfectseasonofkc.com.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
For the first five people, we will provide a discount. So what would normally be $250.
Yeah. For how many hours?
So what would normally be $250, the first five people that hit me up in the next 10 minutes will be able to get $175 per package, okay?
I need to put that out there.
Ashley said, tell me when and she's here.
I need to do that.
I'm just saying, ladies, when you're busy and you're trying to respect social distancing, you're trying to stay out of the way of COVID, but you're busy, you're working every day, but you have a man and he's doing the same, and you
or a woman,
whatever you got.
Or
I'm speaking of Father's Day right now because that's where we at. But you know what I'm saying? And I ain't even gonna say. If you push that button,
one hello, more time. Fathers.
I'm just saying, if you have somebody that you want to appreciate, and you don't have the time to do it with respect to COVID and everything that's going on right now,
Natalie,
this is why we have people who like Natalie who come through for us. Come through.
Yes.
But I gotta tell y'all, I'm already booked. Okay, I'm gonna claim it. I'm gonna name it and claim it. I'm already booked with them.
Hello.
I hate to say that I have to work.
So I'm gonna make sure I take well care of them.
It's
okay.
So Natalie,
yes, sir.
You know, I mean,
do you come with birth control because we can't have no more kids? I'm just saying.
We got
good morning. Look, Ashley said that she will bring the Soda Stream.
Yes,
so y'all can try it out.
Yes,
tell Ashley I gotta buy one.
Ash. I'm getting a Soda Stream today, baby.
Yeah, I got to do that. So Natalie, I gotta put it out here.
Yes, sir.
You know, Father's Day. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's not just, you know, the gifts or whatever, but for you doing what you do, this healthy side of everything, I really realize you have to take care of yourself. We've been neglecting this, Natalie.
Look,
we as a people.
I can speak on it to several levels. Okay.
Yeah. I say people. I'm talking about people.
Because
show.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, like my children have lost their father. You know.
Wow.
So, due to health conditions.
Yeah.
All right. So it has taught me being in the position that I am and everything that I know now. Again, when you know better, you do better, right?
Yes.
So because I know and I have learned everything that I know how to educate us.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
I know how to educate us into how to live. I want us to live long, prosperous lives. You know, not just for me, but for everybody else around me. That's why I love what I do.
Absolutely.
You know, I want to make
and
sure.
And that's what I'm saying. That's why I say, you are so full of information.
Yes.
Thank you.
You are so, what you have to give is so valuable.
Thank you.
And we really need to know. We need to get that information out there.
Why you decided to be a chef? Will you please tell everybody why you decided to be a chef?
I decided to be a chef because through every season of life, I have found peace and happiness through cooking and serving.
Yes,
so I'm not selfish. I learned that I'm not selfish through the losses of loved ones and family members.
Yes.
I've learned that the one place that I find peace is cooking and serving. You know, so I want to educate. My service comes along with educating and me providing the services of what I do. So as long as I can be here to be everything that I am, the hashtag Pretty Chef. Okay,
yes.
See, I can make sure that I serve you up, you know, with healthy meals, healthy entertainment.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You know, and this, and just a healthy, good time, you know, whatever that means. This is why I'm doing what I'm doing, because
right.
I love it. Like, I love being able to give what I love doing.
Right.
It's not just about the money. I legit don't do it for money.
I mean, because, you know,
I do it
say,
for the happiness.
No, they say, real talk, they say that, you know, the stuff that you really love to do, if you can do it for free, God puts the monetary on it. I mean,
yes,
I mean,
that is
shit.
So real.
I'm just
that is
I'm just
so
keeping
real.
I mean, you know,
yeah.
I'm here right now. I ain't the richest dude in the world.
Neither am I.
You know what I'm saying?
But we doing it, Earl B.
Absolutely. Absolutely. My thing is, at the sit down, we have listeners who want to be healthier.
Yes.
Who want to do better, but
yes.
They're feeling like, man, I don't want to give up this.
Or they
can't
afford it.
Yeah.
Let me
you
tell
know what I'm
y'all.
Saying? So now what we do is we bring you people like,
yeah,
Natalie,
absolutely.
Pretty Chef and Casey, the perfect season.com.
Yes.
You know, we bring
you
people like that who are going to help you
yes.
incorporate these things that you want to do anyway.
Yeah.
You know, and you're going to be able to afford them, and you're going to be able to enjoy them, and it's not going to be, you're going to be able to be more healthy without feeling like you're giving up everything.
Yeah.
Natalie,
yeah.
I'm just telling you now.
And again,
got,
I'm
going to
say I
got
a soda stream tonight.
Huh? Natalie, I'm just keeping it real. We have to.
Yeah.
We have to get to a point to where we are helping people.
Mm-hmm.
This is what this thing is about. We're going to give you your own platform right here on the sit down. We're going to make
right,
sure that
sit down.
Happen. I know that your favorite slogan is food is a staple. You
it
already
is.
Know that I know.
Mm-hmm.
That's your thing.
It is.
So, I just feel that we really...
She going to teach me how to be a fat girl without being fat.
Yes!
Hey, now.
Girl, you better. You
okay.
Boy,
yo. You better.
Okay. Because anytime you can feed me meatless spaghetti that tastes like that,
yeah.
Baby, we on to something.
Okay.
We on to something.
So
yes.
We talking about, I know I cook. So if you can feed
mm-hmm.
me,
yeah.
If you can feed me spaghetti
yeah.
like that, that's
yeah.
healthy, honey,
yeah.
We on to something.
So you saying that Natalie.
I'm not saying I'm not going to be a fat
girl. You said that Natalie.
I'm a fat girl
you
and
said,
that's life. I'm
you said Natalie.
Hey.
She is too.
You said
yeah,
Natalie.
Girl,
Natalie
listen,
got a platform.
Hey.
Natalie got a platform at sit down.
Absolutely.
That's what
all
you're
day
saying.
Long.
That's
every
what
day.
You're saying. We ain't even got a vote on it.
Thank you.
No vote. Is it one down?
Uh-oh.
Put it out there.
Pretty Chef Casey.
Absolutely.
Yes!
That's what it is.
PerfectSeason.com.
Perfect.
Yeah!
So,
we are here.
Before we get out of here, man, I just want to know, Natalie, what's next? What's next? We got the perfect season,
mm-hmm.
We got Kinky Night, you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? We got all these different things.
So innovative. She's so innovative.
I mean,
seriously.
What we got, Natalie?
So I'm going to tell y'all what's next.
First of all, Natalie.
I got Earl B to drink water.
Hey. Girl, you did that.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
Did that.
Yeah.
He drank some water, y'all.
No, I drank two waters.
Yeah.
I drank two waters since y'all want to go there.
Not one, but two waters.
Two waters.
Two of them things. Two
yes.
Of them.
I drank
hey.
Two of them.
Come on, Earl B.
I drank two waters.
Yes, sir.
Two waters. You know what I'm saying? So, Natalie.
Yes, sir.
Before we get out of here, real talk. How important is it to be healthy? How important is it?
If you want to live, you want to do better. That's it. I don't want to put the word healthy out there because okay. It intimidates people. It intimidated me. Healthy you know, did? And healthy did. The mm-hmm. word healthy. It did because I was like, who are you to say that I'm not being healthy?
Okay.
Who yes. makes you, and I'm literally pointing y'all, yeah. who makes you the person to say that healthy is what's it?
Okay.
You know? And right. what's healthy for you or you
might not be healthy
or
for
you
me. Absolutely.
May not be healthy for me.
Yes. Hey, Ashley, okay. she is pretty gorgeous. I got to give it to you, okay. dog. You got your one.
Thank
dog.
You.
So as we go off into this, I'm just saying this COVID-19 and mm-hmm. there's so much stuff that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
What would you tell people that really, if they really are, I'm talking about really trying to get yourself together.
So I would say this is the time to learn yourself and know yourself.
Okay.
Pay attention to the foods that make you feel different.
Okay.
If it makes you feel...
How do you do that, Natalie?
It's easy, honestly. It really, really is.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything that... Okay, I'm going to break this down. If it makes you feel good and you got the itis, it ain't good for you.
Okay.
So, I'm just going to say it.
So, Natalie.
There you go.
Natalie, I'm going to keep it real with you.
Yeah.
I'm going back to my joints. Cheeses make me feel good, Natalie.
No, but do they give you the itis? You know what the itis is.
The itis today is while I'm in the kitchen. Yes.
No.
I'm girding.
No.
What?
Hell yes,
because
he's right back to sleep with some of these.
You better know, Kim, what the itis is.
Listen.
Okay?
He will eat a half a box of cheeses and be right back to sleep.
That's your 70 cheeses? That's your 70?
That's his 70.
Since I want to go there, Reese's Sticks is what I really need to go at.
But look what it does to you. Sugar puts you in a comatose state, right?
No.
Yes. Just like the itis. Okay, so
people I never really argue with the Reese's Sticks because if he eats Reese's Sticks before he goes to sleep, I can lay in bed and shop all night. And
okay, so you can still lay in bed and shop all night, but we're gonna give you something.
But what about me now? Protein. See, you didn't even address me. This is what I said. This Natalie, this is just what you did. This is just what you did.
No.
And you with the Reese's Sticks problem. I will talk to you tomorrow.
No, so I'm going to tell you, okay, real talk. So eating Reese's Sticks, sugar, is not good.
No, why you got to throw that in?
I'm not done, okay? Because there's sugar in cheeses, too. All right?
She's going to make you some stuff, babe. She's going to make
All you did was make sure.
This is what I'm saying. This is why we love Natalie. This is why we love the Pretty Chef Casey.
Absolutely.
This is why we love her, because she's going to come through with some things that make you feel like you're not giving up those Reese's Sticks that are still healthy, and you might be eating something that's a little high protein in the night, you know what I'm saying? Might make you, you know what I mean?
If
you,
nice.
You might make me, you know what I'm saying? Nice. I might do something besides shop. I'm just saying.
Made you. See what I'm saying? All that was
I'm
for
just
you.
Saying.
You know what I'm saying?
No, babe.
What's good for her is good for you.
I'm over here having fun.
If I don't shop, that's good for you too. I'm just
First of all, Natalie, you know what hey, listen. You know what the people say? You know what the people say where we live at? This is some real shit.
Okay.
People, where we live at is like nobody in the goddamn complex gets more packages than y'all. Nobody. This is what the fuck they said. They said, hey, Natalie. This is for real. First of all, one of them is my cousin. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my cousin. Keith
Shout
Woody.
Out to the cousin.
Shout out to my cousin. Listen. Did you know what I'm going to do? This is what my cousin said.
Okay.
The delivery driver was pulling in the back.
Uh-huh.
In the back of my house.
Why they in the back, Earl?
Hey, listen. I don't know, Natalie. I'm not
Why
the
they
delivery
in the back,
driver.
Though?
I'm not the delivery driver.
Why they in the back, though?
You know what I'm saying? Because they couldn't get to the front. I don't know.
No.
Here's what I'm saying. Natalie, this is what I'm saying. Delivery driver pulls up.
Okay.
My cousin keeps they do that shit that the people is looking around, whatever. Mm-hmm. This is what my cousin said. The people who you're looking for is right over here. They're the only people that get packages around
here. But listen to the pretty chef. The pretty chef is telling you that if you eat her protein snacks,
instead of
a Reese's stick, then I might have something to do at night besides shop.
It's not a might have.
You doing something besides shop anyway. You know what I'm saying? It's going down while you shopping. I don't even care. Let me put it out there. So Natalie, any last words? Any last words? God damn, any last words? That's what I'm saying. Just sit down, baby. You know what I'm saying? If you haven't, if this is your first time tuning in to sit down, I guarantee you, you coming back.
Yeah.
You coming back.
This is what I want to say.
Yeah.
We so glad. Yeah. We are so glad to have the pretty chef. Prettiest chef in KC.
Thank you.
We're so glad to have her on the sit down. Hey.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey.
Yeah.
Y'all fuck with her. I'm just saying, for Father's Day, get these kinky nights popping off.
Straight out.
You know what I mean?
Don't buy your dad no damn tools.
They don't need no tools. They got enough tools.
They got enough tools. They need toys. They need toys. They need toys. I support the movement. You know what I mean?
I support the movement too.
Listen.
That one's a bad one.
Yes, ma'am.
Mind your business. Listen.
Yeah.
Kinky Chef.
Yeah.
She got you.
Yeah, them hearts. I see them going on there. I see them.
She got you. Make your Father's Day happy.
Absolutely.
Yes. Respect COVID-19. Don't get sick and still have a wonderful night at home.
Absolutely.
And show appreciation for the people that you love. She got you.
We love you. You know
I love
saying?
Y'all too
so what y'all,
for being here.
You know what I'm saying? Thank so what you. What you want to say before we get out of here? What you want to say
we
before
rock
we get
with
out
the,
of here?
So, we rock with the pretty chef.
Thank you. I want to say, listen, drink 64 ounces of water, okay?
Woo!
I want to put it down on you. Drink 64 ounces of water. All
right? Do it.
If you like soda, all right? If you like soda, pop, whatever you want to call it. Get you a good old soda stream.
Yeah.
All right? Put your natural fruits and veggies in there. I'm going to say veggies. I ain't drinking them. No veggies.
Cucumber water is fire now.
With some lemons. I gotta have a little bit of the veggie.
That's a debate.
I don't like cucumbers.
Feel it coming along.
But the point is, we rocking together.
Yeah.
Okay, on the all natural.
Yeah. Yes.
If you want your woman or man to be happy.
Yeah.
Okay. Give them the all natural.
Absolutely.
Don't give them no blue pill because it may send them into a heart attack. Okay.
Whoa.
Give them. Okay. If you want them to stay wet. And hard. You're going to give them everything that's all
that's natural. That's another show.
All right. So hit up your girl, the pretty chef KC, at
www.perfectseasonofkc.com
or 913-207-8737. We are here to provide the perfect taste for your perfect season. We are here.
Yes.
Hey, you know what? Normally at this time, I'll give y'all the quote of the day. Here's the quote of the day. The blue pill will not work for you. You need the pretty chef. That's how it is. Hey, y'all. No, roast the real stuff. I really appreciate everybody that's been rocking out with me, you know, on the sit down. This is something that we do, you know, we enjoy what we doing. I really appreciate everything. Get, you know, make sure y'all support Natalie. Make sure y'all touch her up, you know. So I'm going to leave y'all with this, you know, real talk, you know. Quarter of the day is this. Some people can find the wrong thing and feel like that it's the right thing all because of their mindset. Alright? I want you to understand this. Some people can find the wrong thing, alright, and feel like it's the right thing because it's their mindset. Alright? Don't mean that it's always right, because you know what? Another person's limitation to you doesn't mean it's your reality. I'm out, y'all. It's a sit down.
Bye, y'all.